And we continue to follow the Pappygate case with Sheriff Pat Melton of Franklin County. Sheriff, on the phone with me here. Sheriff, you have a little bit of an update for us today. What's going on there?
Yeah, Tom, a little bit. Detectives have interviewed a little over 100 people in the investigation on this. Also, detectives this week cleared the principal from Bardstown, from Nelson County, as a person of interest. He's been cleared and are no longer needing anything from him.
So you all, in the course of interviewing, you said over 100 people about this case?
It's a little over 100 people right now. Most of those are employees of Buffalo Trace. And we still got a few more to go. And actually, the investigation's starting to narrow down, and they're starting to re-interview some people.
Re-interview some people. And are some of those people you're interviewing, you feel like they are persons of interest, or?
We feel like there's more information that needs to be gained from those individuals as the interview process goes.
Do you feel that you are closer to a suspect? Do you have an idea? You feel like you're closer to...
I think the investigation is progressing pretty well considering the scope of it and how large a process it really is. I feel like the net is getting tighter and we're getting closer, and I'm very optimistic that detectives will be able to solve this case.
Well, you guys have been doing a great job there. As Sheriff just told us, the principal of the Bardstown High School has been cleared in the case as a person of interest. I kind of wonder how he ever became a person of interest. I mean, do you think somebody at that liquor store just misunderstood him, or what do you think?
No, I don't think so. I just think he made a couple of bad statements, and here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, you have to have a wholesale distributor license in order to sell any liquor. And I would assume the principal does not have that, and
right.
You know, we're pretty confident on what we were told and the information that we
got from
the store.
So you think maybe he did offer to sell, or maybe he was just joking around when he went to the liquor store?
Well, normally when you go in a liquor store, you go in and you look. You don't go straight to a counter and ask to either buy or sell liquor.
Right.
You know, most people go in the store and they shop. And obviously this individual got out of his truck and the video showed, his surveillance video, and he went straight to the desk clerk, straight to the counter there and offered to sell some alcohol. That's what both clerks are collaborating. Both of them reaffirmed that during the interviews and reaffirmed it again. And, I feel confident in what was said. But, you know, it's okay.
Right. But he is being cleared. He's no longer a person of interest. And as the investigation continues, you continue to interview more and more of these individuals. Does it still look like it was an inside job? Is that something you can tell us?
Well, I mean, we're still looking. You know, we're looking at all angles and in the big picture. But obviously, everything would point to an internal theft. But you know, again, we're looking at everything just like we looked at the principal there. That was a person of interest, and we eliminated it pretty quick. So. We're looking at everything right now, but obviously it would stand to reason that you know, from all appearances, that it does appear to be an internal theft.
But there will be a big announcement you'll have on
Monday, December 2nd, 3:30 at the County Sheriff's Office.
And at that point in time, there's going to be a fairly sizable announcement.
Absolutely.
It's really put Pappy Van Winkle on the map in a larger and larger way. I mean, I think just so you can dispel any thought at all, there have been some people in the whiskey community, not myself, but that have said, well, you know, surely this is not a big hoax. Surely this is not a PR stunt. You do believe that this stuff actually did happen, don't you, Sheriff?
Based on the information that deputies and detectives have been given, we are investigating this case as a actual case, and we're working on that.
If
for some reason we find out otherwise, then charges be filed against the individual that did call and report it.
Right, right. Well, I just want to make sure, because there's been a variety of news reports, and we want to make sure we're following every angle. But you guys are doing a great job. It sounds like you're getting closer to the culprit, and we will continue to follow the story. And Sheriff, do keep us posted of any new information. If you do get anything before next week,
Tom, thank you. We appreciate all the all the information and your help get out for us. You all have a great Turkey Day. Thanks.